The president of the Philippines, Gloria Arroyo, has declared a state of emergency. She says her government has foiled an attempted coup. But Arroyo says the Philippines still faces a clear threat from treasonous forces. Police have used fire hoses and batons to disperse crowds marking the anniversary of a coup 20 years ago that toppled Ferdinand Marcos. We're going to go now to Mary Tez Vitag, editor of the Philippines magazine Newsbreak, who's on the line from Manila. Good morning. Welcome to the program, or good day, I should say. It may not be morning where you are. What is your president saying about this coup? How's it being described?
Well, she says that these coup plotters have civilian co-conspirators, and that she says these co-conspirators are with the opposition, and some of them are with the left-wing organizations.
And why say that there's still a threat if people have been foiled, if people have been arrested?
Oh, yes, because there are followers still who have not been arrested. They only arrested the leader of the failed coup this morning.
So one person is in custody. What is the evidence against this person?
You know, it's like a shadow play. What happened was that this military leaders were trying to convince the chief of staff to join them in withdrawing support from President Arroyo. They planned to march this morning with opposition groups and announce their defection. And they failed. They were not able to get the support of the military leaders.
Is it clear to you that there really was a coup attempt, though?
In the sense that there was violence, no. But they were trying to do what happened in 2001 when the chief of staff then withdrew support from President Joseph Estrada and supported Gloria Arroyo. But they had the entire chain of command behind him.
So in 2001, the military was able to effect a change of government. It appeared that an effort was being made to do that again, but it appears to have been headed off.
That's right. You're correct.
Now, what does a state of emergency mean exactly in the Philippines?
Actually, it's really more a show of force for President Arroyo. She has no extra powers, but she really wants to make a point that she will go after these military adventurers, as she calls them, and the civilian conspirators and those who finance such activities.
And I have to ask about these demonstrations and the way that police have put them down. This is the 20th anniversary of what is marked in the United States or remembered in the United States as a happy event, a glorious event, the ousting of a dictator. Why would police crack down on people celebrating that 20 years later?
Actually, the people who are marching on the streets are celebrating both people power and our opposition groups as well. Because government celebrations, there is no official government celebration. Those who are in the streets are anti-Arroyo forces. So that's why when she declared state of emergency, she had the police revoke all permits for rallies.
Does President Arroyo have popular support?
Unfortunately for her, she has a very low popularity rating. It's one of the lowest among the past presidents. And that's why she needs to muster support. She needs to show she's strong. And she's doing a lot of, you know, poverty alleviation programs. Indeed, she's suffering from very low popularity.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Mary Tez Vitag is editor of the Philippines magazine Newsbreak. She's helping us to sort out a complicated situation where the president says a coup attempt has been foiled and a state of emergency has been declared. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.